tonight's episode of And That's the Podcast.
The kids fucking run into my goddamn leg and bounce off. And it's like, yeah, stay on the ground. Learn something.
Again, they folks were not stealing enough for me. You go to a house party at LeBron James' house.
Yeah.
I'm coming away with the jersey.
Yeah.
Guys, he clearly did it. We've seen these before. Right. They can't talk good. They did it.
Maybe it's a cupcake jizzer.
Ain't no way.
If I see some cupcakes, I get horny.
Foul play. Touchdown. This is so funny to imagine that courtroom because everybody was probably just laughing like, oh my God, he fucking came in the cupcakes. And then the judge is like, forever.
Yeah.
Banish him.
I don't think they were laughing in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have been laughing in there.
Cupcakes. They were making little jokes.
Yeah. And that's how they did the jury selection. They're like, so this guy came on these cupcakes. And everybody's like, get him out of here.
He's belligerent.
This guy nutted out a bunch of cupcakes. What flavor? Get him out. Get him out. It doesn't matter. Vanilla.
This guy nutted on a bunch of cupcakes. So where?
In the privacy of his own home. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, looks like there's a lot of overreach in these courts. Like, no, he's going to jail.
Look at that. Season two, y'all. We're back from detective school.
I'm telling you. We all got our licenses.
We had to take extended hiatus.
We went to night school.
Mm-hmm. We're all gumshoes now.
Mm-hmm. We watched the movie Night School. So we are ready to solve.
Yes.
We so all got nice. A chip on our shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Great Dane on the way. Mm-hmm. We solving the ones folks were too scared to solve.
Exactly.
Actually, do y'all want to hear about today's case? I'm going to do it real fast if that's all right.
Let's do it, guys.
Today's case is about Alan and Terry Westerfield.
That's their name?
Alan and Terry Westerfield.
Oh, Terry.
Yeah.
Terry, get back in here. Our name's Westerfield. I don't know anything about it.
But they're from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Oh,
so you nailed it. Yeah, you
nailed
it. You're Alan and Terry, and you had the right accent.
Terry, I need a Bud Heavy. I'm about to do some true crime.
So, what's
the case to me?
Alan Terry Westerfield. It's the oldest case in North Carolina history unsolved.
Okay.
It's about on September 12th, two brothers got dropped off at the Broadway movie theater in Fayetteville by their dad.
Mm-hmm.
What year was this?
1964.
Jesus. 19, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah. So they,
1964.
So they just invented movies.
Damn.
The Alan Terry's dad dropped them off at the movie theater, mm-hmm. and some employees claimed to have seen the boys. Some said that they did not, and their mom told them to wait in the theater until she arrived to pick them up. I guess the dad was dropping him off because he was like, I can't see her. So, sorry, boys. I can't see her today.
Oh, yeah. I've been there before, bro. Go to the damn theater and play with the games. I can't. I can't look at you. I'll get you when I get you.
But apparently, when their mom showed up 4 hours later, the kids were not there and have been missing ever since. Today, the boys would be 58 and 62. And the family doesn't know what happened.
Wow.
So a dad dropped two kids off, Alan and Terry, RIP maybe.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe they just moved on.
Yeah. They were 6 and 11. So it's like maybe they just wandered off.
Yeah, you know? Right. Yeah, 64, right? Yeah. They could have just kind of... You want to leave the fucking movie theater?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we both work full jobs.
Where's this Fayetteville, North Carolina?
I'm 11. My wife is
Fayetteville.
Waiting.
They say Fayetteville.
Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Fayetteville.
Fable.
Yeah.
Fable.
Did y'all get dropped off a lot of places and then just would be picked up later?
Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, man. Yeah. And it worked every time.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, man. I mean, I haven't seen my family in decades. I think I figured out my way around.
Chris, didn't you just turn 58?
Thanks for remembering my birthday, Evan. Yes.
I heard a little North Carolina in his accent. But yeah, like where would they drop y'all off at? Because yeah, we did a lot of getting picked up, but not a lot of getting dropped off. It was always if you get there, we'll come scoop you, but never, it was no drop off, guess, scoop up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like
yeah,
it'd be like after school, if y'all go to like an after school club, we will come grab y'all, but it wasn't like we gonna drive y'all over there.
Mm. Yeah, it was a lot of like, you know, it was just a lot of, I'd be like, oh, there's this thing. I didn't have a car for like most of like high school and whatnot. So like my mom would have to like take me to a whole bunch of places. So she would just kind of like just drop me off while I would, yeah, just kind of hang around after school and then just wander the streets of Little West right. until a thing was happening.
Right.
Oh, there goes Chris.
Yeah, there goes Chris.
Wandering again.
Oh, there's wandering Chris. He just keeps asking, what time should I pull up?
He goes to the movie theater. Half the employees are like, I saw him. The other half are like, no, you didn't. No, I didn't see nothing.
I don't remember seeing Chris there.
Yeah, that you can't, you know. Those employees get paid minimum wage. They're not keeping track of who all is in there.
Yeah, I would not care.
Did you see some boys? I don't know, man. Yeah. I'm trying to get fucking high.
Yeah. I'm trying to make sure I rip this ticket in half perfectly.
Yeah. Did I see some kids? I don't know, but I put some butter in that popcorn, goddammit. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good employee we need.
Yeah.
What? Now, here's something I feel like is a... is something that we're not thinking about. What movie were they going to see?
Right. Yeah, I was
in
just trying
1964.
To think. In 1964.
Like, what movie are you dropping off just two kids just to go watch? Because they didn't have no Spy Kids. So
right.
I know they,
right.
They ain't watching something that's like fucking
what's that movie
awesome.
Called about Christmas? It's a Wonderful Life. They saw that and they were like, yeah, we should kill ourselves.
Yeah, what if we...
That guy was wrong. He should have done it.
Yeah, no, everyone would have been a little better off.
It seemed a little bit better when, when he wasn't around.
Yeah, my mom and dad wouldn't be dropping and picking us up off separate
they went
times,
saw a Charlie Chaplin movie. They were like, where's the fucking sound? They just walked into traffic. No goddamn sound on this shit.
That's really unfortunate because sound was definitely on movies at the time.
Yeah.
If they got dropped off to a silent movie.
I don't want to look at you. I'll pick you up later. Go learn about physical comedy.
Damn. Man.
Groucho again. I'm going to fucking. Oh, man.
I don't know. 64.
Yeah. Was y'all's folks dropping y'all off a lot of places?
Yeah, you know, I'd get dropped off at my friend Michael's house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and, you know, he had porn.
All right.
So, you know, we was jacking off.
All right. All right.
My mom would come to get me later, give me a hug. Okay. I'd have cum all over my hand. You know, this was all in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Birds chirping. Mm-hmm. We don't even get dropped off yet. I mean,
I'll see you later.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah. Again, the getting to places was always on us. Like, we'd be like, there's a party like over on West 41st. And they'd be like, all right, well, y'all get over there. But somebody will come scoop y'all. And then it would just be the least sleepy family member who was around. So I feel like back then the pickup time would be nebulous. Like you'd be like, I'm about to leave, but that could be 10 minutes or 40 minutes, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember there are times where like folks would be like trying to fight. And then you'd be like, all right, I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. And then you just have to dodge a fight for like 15 minutes.
Yeah. I'm like, because it's like, man, if they dropped them off of this movie and like somebody had to know when the movie was over, right? Did they know how long movies were back then? Or did you really just you have to guess? You
definitely couldn't Google, like, yeah, It's a Wonderful Life runtime.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, so like, they just had to guess?
Yeah.
Or maybe they're still waiting. Maybe the movie's forever.
Yeah. Maybe it could have been to have those, you know, it could have been that.
I wonder like what the rest of their lives were like. Are they just, they were just cooling? I don't know. I hadn't seen them.
Man, it's still going to pop up.
Went to work the next day. I hadn't seen him, I said.
Mm-hmm. I left him out a nice plate of milk like I always do. They usually show up eventually.
You know, it's messed up. Like, that's one of the worst things that could happen to a family, to a mother and father. You lose your kids, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. You don't know where they went. Mm-hmm. Nothing to follow up on. You just have to grieve and get past it, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I would hate if I was older and the kids came back, because then it's like, say the kids came back 30 years later, then it's like, nah, this is just a grown man who's like, nah, dad, hey,
yeah, he just walks in like, everything's cool, everything's
groovy. You remember me?
Yeah, I just went to go get some milk.
Yeah, the kid went and got some milk.
The Panthers are good this year, huh? Yeah. Where have you been? Yeah. Yes, but they weren't for the 30 you were gone.
Yeah, yeah. What has your life been like? It's like, nah, let me get a piggyback.
But yeah, man, 1964, man, I feel like...
Yeah, the detective work had to have been just like, you know, we asked 4 people and they hadn't seen them, so yeah. I don't know what you want.
Listen,
man.
Like, 2 of them say they saw them, other 2 say they didn't see them. Hey, yeah. Man, hey, it's a cold case, I'm sorry.
You think we're fucking Sherlock Holmes? Yeah.
2 said they saw them, 2 said they didn't. We're going to split the difference. You didn't have any kids. I'm going to say you're making it up. Did you drop off 2 twins?
Have you tried calling them? Mm-hmm. What do you mean it's before cell phone? Shit.
Yeah.
I'm a time traveling cop in Fayetteville, yeah. North Carolina.
It just seems like, man.
Try ringing a big bell.
It seems like in the 60s, man. It seems like you could probably get it. You could probably just go off and do your own thing if you really felt like it.
Yeah.
And North Carolina in the 60s?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I bet you was born wherever they were.
You could probably just open a car door and start it. You didn't need keys. Exactly. They didn't have locks. You could have just stolen
the original push to starts. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
They could have just went to a different neighborhood in Fayetteville.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, bro. Yeah, they could.
We never saw our parents again.
Our parents fucking sucked anyway.
Yeah, man.
Fuck Terry.
Yeah. I hate dropping us off at the movie theater. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, how many silent movies can we watch?
I want to hear a talkie, goddammit.
Yeah.
Man.
Were y'all ever worried about getting kidnapped as kids?
Kidnapped? You know, no, for as many times as I was lost as a child, I probably should have been a little bit more aware.
Yeah, no,
I guess as a kid, you don't really think about the severity of like what could happen if you just disappear. Mm-hmm. You just kind of always like, I'm going to just do my own thing.
Yeah.
You have no consequence of your own actions at all. Yeah. Or spatial awareness. I feel like whenever I'm in public and there's kids, they just fucking, I've had kids just walk right into me before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like they don't know to look around or anything. They're just kind of moving their bodies, doing whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've had kids just fucking run into my goddamn leg and bounce off. And it's like, yeah, stay on the ground. Learn something.
Sounds like you just kicked this kid.
Yeah. That's what I said. He walked into my leg.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I got...
They're clumsy.
I mean, I got lost in Miami one time as a kid. Like in these apartment buildings. Have I talked about this on the pod?
I don't know. That sounds like one of the National Lampoon movies.
Yeah. I was hanging out with my cousins and whatnot, and like their apartment complex that they lived in, and like I was just like kind of hanging out with them and their friends, and then my cousins went back home. I kept hanging out with their friends, and then their friends ended up having to go home, and I just did not know where I was at in relation to my parents in the apartment complex. So I just kind of like wandered around this apartment complex until I just started crying. And then my parents heard me crying and they came and got me.
No.
But yeah. But at the time I was just like, oh man, I can't find my parents. This sucks. I didn't really think about like, oh man, someone could just open up this door and just pull me into one of these apartments.
Right.
It wasn't really. It wasn't,
and now you live here. Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking about
new
that.
New Miami just, resident.
I was like, oh no, everybody I know is gone. This sucks.
You're one apartment over from your parents.
Yeah. I got lost a lot, though, man. I got lost in a Kmart. And, like, because, like, my mom, I think I was, like, I was with my mom, and then I went up to, like, the little electronics section or whatever. And then once I went try to find my mom, I couldn't find her. So I walked back to the car because I was like, I know she has to come back to the car. Meanwhile, I'm like standing at the car for like an hour and some change, just waiting for my mom to show up. Meanwhile, my mom's inside the store having them shut down the entire store for like an Amber Alert situation. And then she was just like, you could just see in her face, just exhausted. And then when she came and saw me in the car, she was, you know, she was happy. I could tell. But she was upset.
Yeah.
I was just missing from her for over an hour.
Oh, God.
I was like maybe like yeah, probably like what? 3 or 4, 5 maybe?
Yeah. Around that bro, that's why I can't have no kids, mm-hmm. you know? I don't know. I'm scared to have kids, I think, because if anything ever happened to them, you just have to kill yourself.
Unless, you know, the kid was not cool. Like say you lose one of them that you're like, all right, bro.
That makes sense. He's gone.
he would be.
And I don't think
if anyone's fallen into the alligator pit.
I've seen this life happen before.
That's a thing to think about. You ever think some parents are just like, damn, man, I lost my kid, but the kid wasn't really shaped up to be much. Now, yeah. You were actually looking at, you know, the kid,
he seemed like the type of kid that would not look both ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, yeah. I did always want to have a home office.
Yeah. Yes, bro. Oh, man. Yeah. I think I feel bad because me and my brother would just hype each other up. So we were like nuisance kids. We would also get lost, but we would get lost together. So we was not trying to be found. Mm-hmm. So we would turn it into like a game where we mm-hmm. would be hiding different places in stores. And like our uncle would be walking around being like, y'all better come out here. I know y'all in here. And we're just, you know, sitting under some dresses, high-fiving each other. Like, oh, bro, we so mad. Oh, man. I remember one time we got a beating because of it. One time we were on the bus with our grandma. And we would do this thing where the bus, she would always get off at the front of the bus. And in the middle of the bus, there were side doors that you could go through. So one day we were supposed to go into a doctor's appointment. She gets off the front of the bus and me and him are like, we're going to go through the side doors. So I pretend to go out or I go out with her the front and my brother is in the back holding the doors open. So I run up and hop in the bus and the bus just takes off while our grandma is sitting outside the doctor's office. Like, hit us looking out the window at her.
Jesus Christ. Shaking her fist at you. I've been had by these badass kids.
Oh, man, bro. Like,
y'all ain't never seen each other again after this.
She's like, okay, we're making a little stop by the movie theater.
You think I'm going to go to this doctor? It's a doctor for kids. I have no use here.
Oh, man. Yeah, we thought it was just hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Good,
good bit.
Yeah.
Good bit. But
until like the next stop over and you're like, yeah, all right, what do we do?
Yeah, no, but yeah, the bus pulled off and like the next stop you could see from where the doctor's office was. Yeah, and he saw us and he just stopped and he was like, I thought y'all got off the bus. And then we just got off the bus a little bit later, like down mm-hmm. the road, and then just had to walk towards our grandma and mm-hmm. just see her become angrier and angrier as we're walking towards her to yeah. go to this doctor's appointment. Oh man, yeah. Man, she was not a fan. She asked, we were at the doctor's office, and she asked if we were retarded.
Will you check these two for mental retardation?
But actually, like, no.
I mean, doctor, why are you there? Like, might as well.
Yeah. Get the test. Oh, bro. Yeah. We see her so much. Hell about doctors. Yeah, but she asked us that, like, in front of the doctor. Very, very funny. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're negative for strep, but
We ran some IQ tests.
Can we talk alone?
Yeah. Can you jingle some keys?
Yeah, I'll go play on that bus out there.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Speaking of badass kids, man, you saw that M3gan?
Oh, man. God. Yeah, we did, bro.
Man, hey. Fuck that kid, bro.
Hey, man, bad child, bro. Man,
I mean, in her defense, awful. Her parents did explode.
Okay. Right? But in the first scene of the movie, she had her parents still bad as shit.
Yeah, still not a cool kid.
She
bro.
Started off bad. Yes, she got much worse because of the trauma.
Yeah. But
she was bad at the beginning, dude.
Right.
I don't want to make any excuses for that fucking kid.
Yeah, bro.
Throwing a goddamn chair at me. She should have took the toy away.
Yeah.
She did.
She honestly did not deserve the Megan doll.
Absolutely
bro.
Not. That's yeah. why the Megan was bad, because she was so fucking bad.
I'm telling you. That's the thing, bro.
The Android was bad. She was such a bad fucking kid.
Man, I don't know, man.
I'm not letting no doll beat me up. Bro, uh-uh. I bet I've seen so many of these movies. Absolutely not.
It's so small.
I don't
bro.
Care if she's a android. You know what I mean. But I don't care if she thing, though, ripped man. A these paper robots, cutter off.
They bro. Don't. They don't. They don't have feelings, bro. So if you kick it, they just move.
Mm.
They don't. They don't. It's not like a, oh, you kicked me. It's like a, all right. Well, I'm coming at you faster now. So Megan coming at you with a damn katana sword. And you, what are you gonna
throw that fucking thing in the tub?
I'm telling you,
if it's like. It's like doing that home thing. It's
nah, bro.
You'll get cut by the Megan Katana.
Probably, but I'm whooping Megan's. What? Nah, bro. That doll is not killing
I'll
me.
Wait till there's a thunderstorm coming and it'll lose service.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I just won't charge it.
Yeah. I don't, again, man, maybe I think I can beat up a doll, but it's just no way. One, I'm letting that thing murder me. But two, it was like disrespecting that lady in her house, and it's like, bro, I make you sleep outside. I don't care what project we gotta do. You'll sleep in the office. Get away from my niece.
Yeah, it was her niece, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Allison Wilson. Not a great actress.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
I feel like
one, the kid did suck, but was playing the shit out of that part.
Yeah,
kid was trying to achieve with that character, I was getting the
kid
all
was
of
doing
that.
Some good acting.
And shout out Ronnie Chang. That's his name, right? Mm-hmm, Ronnie Chang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ronnie Chang.
He was in that. He was funny. But Allison Wilson, just a stiff board in that. She's like, oh, but we have to run the Megan. We have to do it's like she sucks. Yeah,
that is kind of her general.
She's like, what?
Role, you
what
know?
Do you mean the AI has a mind of its own?
Oh, sweetie, you want
thing.
The keys? You know
what?
I can't give them to you.
Yeah,
I'm eating Fruit Loops one by one.
It's like I felt like the kid was really.
Oh,
old,
Hannah,
like,
you're still fucking Adam Driver.
Megan was a better actor. That was a fucking robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Well, it was. You know,
and
I think it was a person or something.
Yeah, I think
was
so.
It?
I guess so.
It wasn't a robot?
I don't know how they do movies and everything.
Yeah.
So you're saying it could be a robot?
Yeah, maybe it could be.
All right, then. Case dismissed. We solved the case.
I think
my dad got shot down in a plane.
I think
no, he's not.
The Megan doll cost $10,000. That's not bad for... Like that toy.
That didn't really make any sense either, because they were like, is it more or less expensive to manufacture than a Tesla? And she was like, which means that if it's, it kind of implies that it's more, so it should cost more than a Tesla. It should have, it would have been, if it was real, it would be hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, yeah, it seems like so much money went into the
but
actual
would it
creative.
Be fly?
I mean, it would look like a lifeless kid.
It would kill you.
Yeah. Right. I mean, not the little girl. It didn't touch the little girl.
That's true, yeah.
Wait,
it would kill your enemies, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Megan? Yeah.
It didn't touch the little girl.
Well, no, I guess not. But then you have to think about it. The kid was bad as hell. And then, so he just kind of picked up all that bad energy from the kid. And you got to think about a kid whose parents just exploded in a snow truck accident. Feeding all that dark
shit.
You can
get to the side of the road too. I mean, what fucking idiots!
I think my dad was just over it.
Yeah, he was hoping for a truck.
She was like, "No, you gotta pull over. You can't see." And he's like, "Oh my god."
Oh yeah, we'll wait for the storm to subside.
Yeah.
He's like flashing his lights.
Buddy, come on. Buddy, come through. Yeah. No. To the right.
Yeah. He's putting on the wrong blinker.
He swerved over to the opposite side of the road. You want me to sit here, right here, in the right lane?
Yeah, and she wouldn't put on her seatbelt. Wasn't it like some wacky shit? Yeah.
But... wait, did she put her? I think she put her seatbelt on.
Yeah, they finally got her seatbelt on.
Ah, man, I was gonna say, man, it would be kind of tight if they would have left her like, oh, take her seatbelt off. She went to go get the doll, and then the crash happened, and then her not having her seatbelt on saved her life. Would have been pretty cool. Yeah. But they won't. They're too afraid to put that in a Hollywood movie. Yeah. They're too afraid. Yeah, dude, of the anti seatbelt propaganda. Yeah.
The seatbelt lobbyists are too strong. Yeah.
Really push her hard for these.
Give it a double R rating.
I hear Hollywood is actually ran by seatbelts.
been reading Kyrie blog.
Who's a part of the academy? The seatbelts.
I gotta wait. Isn't that a thing where folks would have a little doll follow them around and they would fight?
All right, man.
What?
You don't have a little?
Do you know going into sentences like that?
bro. It's a show. You know.
Nah.
But isn't that a thing?
Nah, dad. This sounds like. No, it's not like one of them fever games.
It's a show.
I don't know what you're talking.
It's not. Everybody has a little boy or girl. They.
What is.
Y'all, bro. It's a trope. It happens so often, bro.
What is. No, man.
Oh,
what
the man.
Fuck? What? He's a. There. What? That. Huh?
I hate how normal this is, man. Dude.
Zatch what? Bell. That's what I'm talking about.
What's that?
God damn it, man.
Yeah.
What's
it's,
that?
It's a cartoon. Where
Zatchfeld?
Zatch Bell. It's a cartoon where.
Are you saying Zatch?
Yes.
What about this is normal?
Is that
that's not even a name?
That's the same thing. Wait. Okay. Here we go. Hey, listen up, readers. Zatch Bell. It's a cartoon. It's about a guy who he finds like a little boy or girl, and then they be fighting each other.
Yo, is this the guy who did it? Zatch Bell?
I'm saying it's just like Megan. Yeah.
Okay,
it's just
man.
Like Megan. Go Google right. That. Z-A-T-C-H Bell.
All right, homie.
Yeah, it's just like M3gan.
This is Pokemon with little kids?
Yes.
That's a whole
yes. Okay. But one of them evil.
Hey, man. One of the kids is evil?
Yeah. One of the dolls is evil. One of the little boy or girls that's collected by one of the grown-ups is evil.
All right.
And it's just like...
Known, we wouldn't know what that was.
And it's just like Megan. Nah, it was a popular... You watch.
All right.
You
know?
Motherfucker.
Nah, yeah.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Oh, wait. No, she was a robot. So I guess it's like Metabots. Yeah, Metabots is a lot like Megan. You have a little robot that fights people, and sometimes one of them evil.
All right.
Well, yeah. Well, we saw a house party.
Oh, I wanted to do this. So, since we did see Megan, I wanted to say, because instead of like rating it or whatever,
M3gan.
Yeah. M3gan, pardon. Instead of like rating it on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you guys say worth the theater experience or wait till streaming for M3gan? What would you guys feel like if you were going to tell somebody about M. Thinking?
Yeah, it's one of those movies where it was fun to see in theaters with folks.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a movie where hearing the reaction from folks being in the big scene.
Yeah.
You can watch it at home, but it's like not scary enough to be an at home scary movie. But in the theaters, you're like, oh damn, that is crazy. Mm-hmm. You're singing that right.
Funnier than I thought it was going to be too.
It's funny.
Yeah, they have some bits, mm-hmm. bits for real.
Very funny. I think, because we saw it with Khalid, who didn't know anything about the movie,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I wanted. Seeing the trailer mm-hmm. made it worse for me because I already had it. The trailer showed almost everything. The trailer showed almost every kill.
I'm done with trailers, man.
Yeah, man. That pissed me off because Khalid, you know, when the first kid died, when she chased that kid to the road and he got hit by a car, Khalid was losing his mind. He was mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. I'm like, God, I want to be doing that, but I saw it in the goddamn trailer.
Yeah, man.
If I hadn't, it would have been so shocking.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd say it's worth it if you haven't seen the trailer.
Yeah.
I don't know. You still go, but you could mm-hmm. also wait.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm feeling, pull up to the theater. Bring the squad with you.
Yeah.
And don't watch anything prior to it. I did not either. I just remember seeing the first kind of trailer and kind of just had it in the back of my mind. And then when it came out, I was like, all right, let's pull up and see it.
Yeah.
I don't really be putting in a lot of information in trailers when I watch them.
Derek's just laughing to himself. Thinking about a scene from Zatch Bell.
He's like, bro, this is just like Zatch Bell.
Yeah, I was too, bro. That's so funny. Yeah. Oh man, I was thinking, Zatch Bell, you turned the E in Bell to a 3.
That's so much worse.
That's
B through. Oh man, yeah. Oh man, you turned the E in Metabots to a 3.
That's not funny.
God damn it. Jesus Christ.
Oh man, that's your friend, bro.
Yeah. So anyway, ATTP recommends Megan.
M3gans.
M3gans. Yeah, in theaters with
theaters.
Oh man.
Man.
Did y'all watch Metabots?
No.
Fuck.
No, I haven't seen Metabots. I'm sorry.
No.
So a lot of this is lost on me.
Oh,
that was great.
Well,
we did also see was it House Party?
House Party.
Shout out
to the remake.
Shout out.
Yeah.
I feel like this movie probably has the award for most cameos in a movie.
Yeah.
By far.
Absolutely.
Literally, they found a lot of famous folks. It turns out LeBron James just knows so many people.
Yeah, it's pretty cool in House Party, that basketball scene where they made LeBron James play on the moon. Yeah, that shit was pretty cool. Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah.
That part where Kid Cudi murdered a guy in cold blood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The guy when he was trying to raise a lot of money for his daughter. Remember that? The guy, he was like, I got to throw a party for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. City of...
In the city
of California. Yeah.
I gotta say this, bro. Fine. Empty house, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Alarm system off, whatever. Cameras off, whatever.
Yeah.
The police not about to let 500 people be up in any type of house like that and not have pulled up immediately. Like, the police would have came there before that girl got there.
If it was LeBron's house, they probably wouldn't pull up. I mean, if they think he's throwing a party, I don't know.
I just thought it was pretty nuts that they threw this big party and like they threw this whole
in a house
in a house. Wait, one more time. They threw this big, like, nobody, like, yeah, they were working as the cleaners, the people cleaning the house, and they didn't think, like, anybody would be, like, be able to connect the two. Like, oh, this is not LeBron's house party. This is these two guys who were cleaning the house, just throwing a party in this house. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You feel like it was just like, they were like, man, nobody's going to know. We'd be able to clean it up. It'd be like nothing happened. It's like, bro, you... Oh, throwing a party in LeBron James's house.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Folks are going to find out. Also, mm-hmm. Again, they folks were not stealing enough for me. You go to a house party at LeBron James' house.
Yeah.
I'm coming away with the jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I brought this from home.
Yeah. I'm at least taking a basketball. Yeah. I know there's one around here somewhere. Yeah. I'm taking some of the HGH.
Yeah, whatever they put on to make LeBron James hairline grow back. Take some of that back to the house.
Yeah, the children's blood.
Mm-hmm. That was very funny. He had like a hologram of himself in his little room.
Yeah, very, very funny.
You were the best part of training.
Yeah, you were the best part of training.
The New York Times said so. Yeah. Yeah. Very tight.
It was great, man. Shout out DC Young Fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All he wanted to do was drink, and they wouldn't let him drink, and then he started playing the podcast in the club.
Mm-hmm. Or the started playing Jordan Peterson videos.
Very
silly. Yeah. Drisky was in there, I think, on accident.
Yeah, like they got him on the like on the poster. It says that Drewski's in it, and yeah, if you're going to see House Party for Drewski, I'm sorry. For you.
He had a big emotional scene where he's talking to the two guys, like, "You got to do this for your daughter, man. You guys threw a rage and never forget this." And they just cut all of it up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he had a full monologue. Like, nah, we couldn't keep it, Drewski.
Trisky, it wasn't too funny, buddy.
It was very touching. Not the vibe we were trying to go for with the house party.
Yeah, shout out. Man, yeah, bunch of great cameos.
So many. Best cameo by far, the fake 2 Chainz.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit, that rock. 2 Chainz, get up here.
Yeah, get up here. Freestyle.
Not 2 Chainz.
Not 2 Chainz.
So ridiculous.
Oh, very funny, man.
Hey, but I'm going to say, I say this though, house party. Hey man, wait for that to pop on.
Definitely,
the street,
as a man who paid full price for it, not worth paying full price
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, wait till you get to the HBOs or the Tubis, whatever mm-hmm. it comes on, mm-hmm. Pluto TV.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Chiller.
wait till I hop on one of those freebie mm-hmm. when it gets the freebie dropping.
Yeah.
Gas station TV. Yeah. Wait till it's playing my not Maria Menounos.
Wait till it's more accessible. Wait till you wait till
you're watching it on the screen at the gas station and you're pumping real slow. I want to see what happens with this party.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Oh man. Why do they hey man, I feel like with House Party, bro. They didn't need to make it a reboot. That could have just been its own movie.
Yeah.
They didn't have to tie it with the original House Party at all.
Yeah, they barely did. There was a dance.
Yeah.
And they saw the guys. Yeah. And they were in the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Very funny.
But it was like, yeah, it was just like, I feel like it would have been.
Kid and Play.
Yeah. I feel like it could have just been its own movie.
Key and Peele. Mark Cuban.
Yeah, I don't know. It was fine. If you're thinking about going to see House Party for any of the folks,
I say do it, man. I don't know. I say go watch it.
I don't know.
You support comedy. People don't watch comedies in theaters anymore.
It's very true. I mean,
it's fun to laugh.
No, most Marvel movies are comedies now.
All right, shut up.
Okay, Derek.
They make comedies technically make billions of dollars every May, every July.
You're corny.
Every November. You know what I mean?
I have on good authority, Derek.
So
Marshall did not even see Black Adam.
Hey! Whoa! Hey! Ooh, hey! For everybody, in my r/ The Rock. this is a false information, bro. Spread. I definitely saw Black Adam.
Yeah, bro. I feel like you've said on this podcast that you didn't see Black Adam.
Did he win or lose?
Versus
the old women? Not Shazam.
No.
Wait, is that the villain? Shazam? Old women?
Yeah, there's like some old women. We have to take the power back from these young kids. That's the plot of the trailer. These young kids think they can be Shazams. But the real Shazam says
I
showed.
I don't know.
Y'all know Shazam.
I don't exactly know if that's
with homie in it. What's his name? Armie Hammer.
Oh my God.
Is that him?
No.
He's Shazam?
No, it's Ezra Miller.
Zachary Quinto.
No, it's not Zachary Quinto.
Yes, bro.
That's Robot and Invincible.
No, that's not. That's Stephen Yeun.
That's the gay guy from the new season of American Horror Story.
You know.
Well, they're all gay.
Yeah.
It's a gay season.
Fuck. Yeah, what is
it? It's about AIDS.
Yeah, it's the horror story.
Can I say also, we watched a new season of American Horror Story and did not finish it. Boy, is it fucking... It's just not good.
This is the 20th offshoot of 13th American Horror Story? 13th
or something.
It seems like they have too many.
You know, it was original, I think, at first. And, you know, we watched the first season. It is okay, but every season's the same. It's this grand mystery, and then there's another mystery, and then the end, the twist is they don't even fucking solve it. It's fucking annoying.
Man, shout out to this new wave of movie where they're just like, hey, man, we're going to have all these twists and turns, and guess what? No answers.
And guess what? Fuck you.
Yeah. You invested a lot of time in this.
Remember Lost?
Yeah.
It was a dream or whatever.
Honestly, we wrote ourselves into a corner. So,
fucking The Watcher.
It's easy to write a mystery.
Yeah.
You try to solve it. Mm-hmm. You're a fucking true crime podcast. You fucking solve it.
That's right.
ATTP.
Yeah, bro. What is the glass onion?
Oh, that was fun. That was fun.
Yeah, no, glass onion was fun.
Still haven't seen it. I'm fucking up. I haven't seen a lot of stuff. Still haven't seen the original Knives Out.
Ooh,
I'm scared, man. I hate mysteries, man. What if I did it?
Oh, shit.
What if I'm watching it and it's like, oh, shit.
Get that reinvented director's cut.
Oh, shit. What if fucking you're James Bond? Start talking with a southern accent. Well, I declare. Yeah. It was in this room where the knife was out.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Whoa, he's so distinguished.
Oh, that's so silly.
Yeah, bro. Solving mysteries like that, it's always like we gotta figure out who did it before the folks leave or before the cops come, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that enough time to figure it out? Like, if we're in here and somebody gets stabbed to death when the lights go off, do you think we getting it in an hour and a half?
Shit, I know I'm blaming it on somebody. I know somebody's taking
this. Chris has spent an hour and a half perfecting his point and technique.
Shit, I know my alibi going to be straight. I don't know.
Gavin, roll back the camera footage to 30 minutes ago when Derek was talking about having kids fight.
Nice.
I think he was violent.
Yeah, I think he's building a profile.
I think he killed himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? It's crazy because in that scenario, you know what I mean? Y'all in a big room together. Mm-hmm. Everybody's hanging out, having a good time. Lights go off. The lights come on. Someone's dead. I honestly don't think I'm holding up that well to questioning. Like, I'll get to stuttering immediately. Yeah. Where it's like, hey, who poisoned this man's drink? And I'm like,
I've heard enough. Get this piece of shit out of here. Get this fucking murder out of here.
My God, son, you can barely finish your sentences.
Yeah, bro. I'm
guys, gonna... he clearly did it. We've seen these before. Right. They can't talk good. They did it.
I'm going to jail because I got dry mouth.
Also, there's not that many fucking places where if all the lights are out, you can't see nothing.
Right.
If the lights went out right now, we'd be able to see each other fine.
Right. We'd be able to hear each other. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you could hear a stabbing for sure.
You sure about that? You sure about, hey, hit that light once. Hey,
we don't got to test it.
Put the knife away. Yeah. Why do you have a vial that says poison?
Yeah.
So I don't get it mixed up with my other vials. Yeah.
I carry around two vials.
Man.
One for the plug, one for the wound.
One for the poison, one for the antidote.
Sure. Oh, this one is lavender extract.
I mean, who done? But also, who done it? It's always kind of fun. You know, it's always kind of fun. Remember, and then It's Always Sunny. Who pooped the bed?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that episode.
What? It's silly, man.
It's good, yeah.
Somebody pooped the bed.
It's in black and white,
and they try to figure out who done it. They just all of them are sleeping in the bed, and they wake up with a poop in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Frank or Charlie, probably.
Yep. Maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty much, you got it immediately.
I don't need to see it to know if somebody shit in the bed.
That detective school is really paying off.
Give me another one. Throw one more at me. Who got deep pregnant? I specifically specialized in It's Always Sunny episode. So
this was bugging me the other day. Who was because didn't they say it? Who was Cartman's dad?
The entire 87 Broncos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Very funny.
Oh, I thought they said it was his mom. Because I thought they said his.
Oh, wait a minute.
I remember hearing like that because his mom I guess this would be a poorly, dated joke, but it was like his mom was like a hermaphrodite. So then that's why she
can't
was
say
like,
that anymore. It's intersex.
Thank you.
But you could say it back then. So
back then,
switch
back.
Yeah,
back
of course.
Yeah. Speaking 1997.
Oh, so I didn't realize you were going.
Well, listen up. Comedy Central does not.
We're cutting all this. Yeah, you're listening to Comedy Central Uncut.
It's me, Kyle Kinane.
It's still Kyle Kinane. That's why we can say this.
Yeah, I think right. That's what it was.
Yeah, that sounds.
I think
right.
So. I didn't.
Damn, make it we should really start solving mysteries from TV.
Yeah,
like what's the deal with The Good Place?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
God, I don't fucking know. Yeah, they got confusing as shit, didn't it?
Yeah. Did they kill themselves and go to heaven, or go to that? Did you watch The Good Place?
No. Y'all tried so hard to get me to watch that show, and I watched it.
It's
and
good.
I did not
it's
enjoy
good,
it.
But it's good.
I remember just being bored by it.
Very confusing.
The only character bored. I liked was Homeboy, who was the monk
cheating.
Who was faking
mm-hmm.
the entire time, which was
who?
Very funny.
Jason?
Who was the what?
He was the monk or
silent
the,
Buddhist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but then
from
he
Jackson,
was a DJ
Florida.
In real life.
Mm.
Yeah, he was from Jackson.
I liked
Florida.
Him as a character.
Yeah,
he
was so funny.
Cool.
Yeah.
But outside of that, everybody else, I don't like Christian Bale, I think.
Oh.
Fair enough.
She's nice.
I guess, yeah.
She's married to Dax Shepard.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's cool, I guess. Homeboy, what was his name? The black dude?
Cheating. William Jackson Harper.
Yeah, William Jackson Harper.
I mean,
what about what's her name? Janet.
Yeah, Dancy D'Arganon.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, she's great in Barry, you know?
What about...
she's the greatest Janet, too.
James Blake's spouse. What's her name? I shouldn't have said that. Edit this out. What about... what the fuck is her name?
What's the character?
The other one.
Bad Janet?
Janelle something? Janelle Jamelin?
Yeah, Jamila.
Jamila.
Oh, I completely forgot she was a character. She was a major character.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, shit.
I mean, I just know her from commercials.
Yeah.
She always I think she sucks or something in real life, right? I feel like I've heard that. I don't know. I don't know the person. Sucks, she could rock that.
I mean, I don't know about that.
But. I mean, good place, bad review. From hey, all right,
good place. Don't watch it in theaters.
Right. Yes. if they're playing in a theater, it is a trap. It's a TV show.
I highly do not recommend seeing The Good Place in a movie theater.
If it's playing at the AMC. It's playing at the AMC. Your dad dropped you off too early.
There's no sound.
Oh, damn.
Now, here's something I thought was interesting. Did you guys ever watch The Leftovers?
Oh, yeah, of course. Now, I enjoyed.
What is that?
Did we not watch The Leftovers together?
I never watched it, but I remember.
It's about a big lunch?
Yeah.
The Leftovers is the same people who did...
It's about a
no, Derek. It's not about
show about
wrapping up half a sandwich.
No, it's mostly about aluminum foil.
Leftovers. Yeah. It's a homie who did Lost. What's his name?
Only had 20 minutes to eat.
What's his name? God damn it!
I just know the premise is just like about what 2% of the world's population just suddenly disappears.
Suddenly disappears. Yeah, and it's got Justin Theroux.
Is this a series of Christian books?
No.
I mean, I don't think I would be reading that, so no.
No.
No, never mind. I'm thinking of Left Behind.
Yeah. But it's called The Leftovers. It's about a whole bunch of people.
It's really good. It's a lot like Lost, but not as annoying, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like profound, kind of. But you also, you never really figure out what the fuck happens. Or
do they come back?
No.
Why did they leave?
See, that's the thing. That's what you watch. You watch to figure out, I guess. I have not.
There's also like crazy deers. There's deers that charge at people for no reason. And there's a whole cult that forms called the Silent Remembrance or something. And they just smoke cigarettes and don't talk. For the ones who disappeared. They're doing it for them.
Hmm. Yeah. Again, I feel like how many seasons? Is that still on?
It's three.
Three?
Yeah, hard cap.
Hey, it's a really good one.
Yeah, it's really good.
You know, we can figure that one out. We've probably knocked that out by lunchtime.
Yeah, there's probably video essays.
Mm-hmm. Where did The Leftovers go? Shit. Probably where they always go. What's in the back of the fridge.
Homegirl's name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Margaret Qualley.
My coworker.
Endowed.
So I think I might be solving this Leftovers mystery.
Leftovers, I bet you it's fucking Mark.
Mm-hmm. All right, I gotta get out.
You leaving?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Oh, shit.
Well, we're about done here.
Oh, damn.
I'm just fucking around.
Oh, got you.
I should go.
Wait, what? Wait, huh?
I mean, I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
Isn't that like a thing?
Leaving?
Kids fighting.
I mean, there's a few things about kids fighting.
Setch.
Okay.
I could talk about that show for forever. But he had amnesia, bro. He could only remember one attack.
Stop saying that passionately.
Yeah, the lot you say doesn't make me remember.
These words
it
are not.
No, bro. Y'all remember. He was like, Zatch. Oh, boys, remember. Stop playing with me, bro. One of them could control gravity.
So I'll say this, Matt.
Nations lived in harmony.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of
With
Zach, who was it that was missing at the movie theater? I guess. Might as well.
Dang. All right.
So who did it?
Yeah, who did it, you guys?
So who took these kids, man?
Yeah.
In the movie theater.
Yeah, y'all got to help us figure it out if you have any tips. If you know a man named Alan who has a brother named Terry, they keep being like, I haven't seen a movie in sound.
Let us know.
Since the early 1960s.
If you know a couple guys who are 58 and 62 respectively.
We just know them casually.
That'll work. Yeah. You know, maybe they change their names and hit their head and don't remember.
Yeah. If you're in North Carolina and you're over 50, and there are two men who love getting dropped off but not picked up.
If you know a little girl who kind of sucks and throws chairs at her aunt and she has an Android doll, let us know.
Yeah, please. Leave us.
Oh, do we have any viewers' voicemail?
We do.
You can leave a voice.
Oh, yeah. We have a tip line now. So if you guys have anything that you have to say that may help us crack one of these many cases that we are solving, please leave one.
We can do it next week because it's like a question.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, okay. That's right.
I say let's do it. Let's do it next week when we get some more.
We're going to get it next week. We're going to have a few.
Yeah.
We're going to post that link back up for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speakpipe.com/Speakpipe. And that's the podcast.
Yeah, give us something.
It's completely anonymous. No one will ever know you've ever gave us any intel. Mm-hmm. We will just play it on our podcast.
Unless we just recognize your voice.
Yeah.
Unless it's a confession. And then legally, the Hippocratic Oath demands that we turn you in.
Mm-hmm.
So don't have done it.
We've all put our hands on the Hippocratic.
And
said, I swear.
In detective school, they make you do it.
Yeah, just make sure, again, that's SpeakPipe.
SpeakPipe.com/
And that's the podcast. Please. Yeah, love to hear from you. Also, email us a question, and that's the podcast at Gmail.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, sign us up for some stuff if you need to, you know? Use us for that 30-day free trial.
If you remember exactly who Cartman's dad was, let us know.
Yeah, email us.
Please, do anything.
Also,
if you remember who shit the bed.
Yeah. If you can
who got pregnant, let us know.
Why'd they get left over?
Yes, please answer that one for old Derek. I didn't ask the show.
Where is the house party? Let us know, please.
Yeah. Also, I know we're plugging way too much, but YouTube channel. We got a bunch of videos, shorts, stuff like that. Our amazing producer, Gavin, works super hard. We have subscribers, but we can always use more. So if you are listening to this part, bro, go to YouTube on your phone.
Subscribe.
Hit the notification bell.
And that's the podcast.
Podcast at YouTube. Go to an enemy's phone.
Mm-hmm.
Subscribe also. Yep. Get in the comments. Start talking about them terribly. Yeah, drive that engagement up.
Yeah.
We need all that.
Get it all
And that's
in there.
The podcast, YouTube.
Yeah.
And again.
House Party 6.
Oh, yes. Ticket link is up. I'll say this probably at the beginning of the next episode. But come out to House Party 6.
House Party
February 6. 17th, 8 p.m. We got a bunch of people who I don't even need to list right now. It is a month away.
You already know.
Get those tickets. It is going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
We're dancing. Mm-hmm. We're drinking. Mm-hmm. We might be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Derek did a lot of weird hand gesture movements.
You know what I mean? It's going to be too good of a time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
And it's Valentine's Day weekend. So bring somebody out to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, or come alone and meet the love of your life.
I'm telling you, if you come to House Party 6, you will get laid.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah, Chris's lame is taking his jersey down from the rafters one last time. he said, I got one more in me. So come to House Party 6.
Yeah.
These statements not endorsed by Chris Isabella Lindbergh.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, I think we solved the case, y'all. I'm saying, case dismissed.
Hey, we got him
back.
Alan and Terry are safe at home.
Yeah.
In front of the movie theater.
Turns out they've just been listening to our podcast the entire time.
Yeah, they was like, oh shit, are they talking about us?
All right, y'all. Well, I guess until next time.
I guess
Speakpipe. And that's the podcast. House Party, Megan. House Party, Megan.
Yep.
That's about it.
And hopefully next week we'll solve it again.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Also, if you got any mysteries you want us to solve, send them in.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. It's a bucket.
All right.
Case dismissed.
Yeah. Well, you're not the judge. We're the detective.
No, so. No. We're the detective, jury, and execution.
It should be case dismissed and then one revolver shot. I found who did it.